Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. My name is An. Next to me is my co-host, James.
Hey, everybody.
Today, we're going to be talking about two fairly old anime. One, of course, is going to be older than the other.
Ancient.
So the first one is going to be Dot Hack, Legend of the Twilight Bracelet. And the second one is Bento, which is, was it like maybe 10 years ago that it came out?
Give or take? About, yeah, almost. Just a few months. It came out in fall 2011.
Yeah, so just about 10 years. Pretty crazy. So let's first start with Dot Hack. So if you didn't know, Dot Hack, Legend of the Twilight Bracelet specifically, is a spinoff from the original Dot Hack series. I think Dot Hack Sign was the original Dot Hack.
I'm not sure. I remember that was like the first one that I saw on Cartoon Network way back in the day.
The Sign or Twilight Bracelet?
Sign. I just saw a few episodes here and there because they did it every Friday.
Yeah, I recalled watching it and I remember it wasn't that good, actually. It was pretty, I don't know.
The opening was awesome for that one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the opening was still pretty good for Twilight Bracelet, though. It's more, I guess, towards kids, right? Pointed towards kids?
Yeah, so not really for kids, per se. It's just, you know, a spinoff.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It's a spinoff. And the thing about the spinoff is that I think you have to play some of the games in between to get the characters. Like, there's some characters.
There's definitely, like Balmung and the samurai Sanjuro, I think his name was, or something like that. And
yeah,
a few handful of others that are characters that have, you know, appearances in other hack series.
Yeah, like, I don't recall them, because I did watch a lot of the hack, like the anime hacks, but I've never played any of the games.
Same.
Yeah.
Even though I own some on Steam.
Yeah, so to get like the full like concept of the anime, you do have to play the games. But overall, did you like the anime?
That was pretty decent. I marathoned it. Like, I was going to be like, oh, I'll watch, you know, a little bit here and there. But I ended up staying till like 3 a.m. I was like, I got to find out what happens to these fucking kids.
Okay, so I legit, would you sit down and rewatch this anime, Twilight Bracelet? Or would you rather watch the first season of Sword Art Online?
Probably. I mean, I just saw it, so this is fresh. I'd watch Sword Art Online because I wouldn't remember anything about it.
I'd actually
be like, I'm watching it for the first time, more or less.
I would actually rather watch Sword Art Online because
the
story is better.
Was really good.
Even though
it is,
the story is legit just better. Like, there is no story in Twilight Bracelet. The only thing that makes,
not at all.
Yeah,
really develop too much.
Yeah, the only thing I remember about it was like, or the only reason I suggested it was like, oh, you know, I kind of remember this anime and I kind of remember it being good. It wasn't good at all. This is this is one of the worst animes I've ever seen.
How? It's definitely not that bad. It had a lot of funny moments, mostly with the rare hunter, Marielle. What is she, a wave master too? I'm not sure what the classes are. I just remember them saying the wave master. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'd play that character if I were in the game.
Yeah. Did you watch this in English or in Japanese?
I tried English first. I was like, nah, I want Japanese. Because they're chibi characters. I want them to sound like little kids, not, you know, teenagers, even though they're like 12 or something like that.
I mean, it was really enjoyable hearing, like, just very famous voice actors, on the American side, because I watched mine in English.
You're right. Yeah, I did the same thing for the first episode, but, like, yeah, I want Japanese. I'm going back.
It was so jarring hearing the guy who voiced Spike Spiegel, hearing him and Kairi, the one from Digimon or whatever, in the same anime. I'm like, man, this is so jarring. It's weird.
Yeah, the pool of voice actors back then wasn't the biggest. Like, there's a lot more voice actors in English now. There's a lot to choose from. Of course, everybody wants the fan favorites, though, right? So they're going to get more of the jobs.
Yeah, but it's just crazy how many like good voice actors like you said, there wasn't that many, you know, that many to choose from, but it's just crazy seeing how many of these guys like went to have like crazy anime careers.
I think like the period of dub being bad for me in particular, my taste was like probably 6 to 2014. Then from there, it started to pick up a lot.
I mean, during that time, I think they were just trying to like churn out as many animes as possible.
For sure.
Yeah, and also with the, what do you call it? The, where they changed like the wording around so it fits like the American audience.
That's always been a thing, man.
Yeah, but like it's actually gotten a lot better now. Like since we understand concepts and stuff like that. Like we don't get any more of those jelly donuts in our animes.
But there's a lot more people that speak Japanese and English working in the industry too.
Right. The translation has gotten a lot better. You know, it's not random like it used to be.
Yeah, there's like legit companies backing these voice actings now. Like back then you had studios, you know, they'll be there for a few years, but then after that they're completely gone and you'll have another studio pop up and pick up, you know, they'll redo One Piece like 3 times or something like that. You'll have those situations like that.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah. Didn't that happen? Like it got picked up by 3 different companies. What was it like?
Yeah, it was a couple for sure. More than 2.
Was it like 4Kids and then Funimation and then something else after that?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And it was like, I hate when they do that because just do the stuff that's already up. But I guess they want their, you know, complete collection under their own brand.
I mean, that makes sense, right? So they can release it as like a DVD box set or whatever.
Yeah. It sucks for kids, though, having to wait weekly for that. Ugh, the worst.
Okay, so in regards to Dot Hack, it felt like I was watching like a really crappy like porno, like a brother sister porno, because that's
God, they were cousins, weren't they? No, that's
no, they were brothers and sisters.
Porno. Oh my god, yeah. It did kind of feel like that though. I'll admit it. It had the you know, going into the incest vibes right there for a little bit. Dude, which, you know, was legit. Like, why?
It was legit. Like, when I was watching it in English, she was just like, big brother, the whole time. I was like, oh my god.
Oh, I kind of wish I watched it in English now, because it would have been the same bad acting.
It was pretty funny. I'm like, oh, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, beh. Or the, what is it? Yikes in English, yeah. The equivalent.
Like, yeah, what was it like that in like when they're in Japanese, or did it felt like a lot more, I don't know, smooth?
No, it definitely had the vibes, but not like the I'm stuck in the washing machine, big brother, help me out type of situation. But you know, the jealousy towards Balma again, and was a French guy, Camillan the Third, was a little weird. So he's like, okay, you know, do your own thing, like just settle for the wolf lady.
Are you trying master. To analyze this anime? Because you can't analyze. No,
I'm not trying to. I'm just saying that Kite had, you know, the best waifu with a collar. Yeah, the wolf lady. That was hilarious, dude. She went from being a dog to like being a person. I was like, oh, hold on a second. Is this going to awaken something in Kite? Or not Kai, what was his name? Shugo? Kai was the character model.
Yeah. Kai, I think, was like the original character from the video game, I guess. And then on the other hand, it was like Black Rose. What was her name? Reyna? Reyna, right?
Reyna, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt like this could have been like a really quick filler anime.
It definitely felt like that. There was a lot of stuff that they just... Training was like, oh, all right, you're whatever level now. They didn't even have levels. They're like, oh, you just lost all your levels after.
Oh yeah,
you
know, what is that?
Yeah, was it a mimic trap where he lost like God knows how many levels because he leveled up like 3 times before that? I was like, you're all the way back to level 1. How does the system work? You know, that's what the one of the problems I had with the show is that there was no semblance of power, and really it didn't matter either way because what was that move called? He had the digital
data drain.
Data drain, yeah, just data drain everything from level 1. It doesn't matter. Why are you training? I guess I have more SP to pop more of those babies off, right?
No, what they said was that the reason why he needs to level up is because if he doesn't, data drain doesn't behave the way it's supposed to. Because
oh, so it's like having a Charizard and not having the badges. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I still didn't get that in Pokemon. But I guess that's for like when you're playing like 2 different Pokemons and you transfer yourself like a level 100 Pokemon at the start or something.
Yeah, that, I did that sometimes and it never came out good.
Yeah.
I mean, you kill stuff with ease because everything's like a wet noodle, but, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, there's no, I don't know, no challenge or anything involved in that.
Either way, at the end of the show, it didn't matter if he leveled or not, because all he had to do was data drain everybody to, you know, not be given a virus. Yeah. I guess he could have misfired and put it on his sister at the wrong time. So,
dude, that was like the most like jankiest explanation for an ending ever.
Yeah, it was. What did she give him, like 0.001 tenth of a second or some ridiculousness? Yeah, that's way too low, dude. He's not going to be able to time that, especially when they obviously don't have any timers on the screen, like, you know, if you play World of Warcraft or any other MMO.
You know what I thought when she said that? I was like, oh, I hope he calls data drain before she
what I was thinking too, but
yeah, because of the lag, right? The lag because the thing has to charge up before it shoots. I'm like, oh, our gamer brains is going full fledged into this crappy anime.
It didn't matter, dude. If they didn't have levels or stats in the game, there, God knows, the timing doesn't matter.
Also, since I haven't played the game, maybe it's just me, but I was like, why does he need skill points to use the data drain? Isn't it mana? Wouldn't mana make more sense than skill points?
For proficiency, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm like, SP.
Like in WoW, whenever you use a weapon more, you get more proficiency with it. And then you end up doing more damage. And I guess that was just, you needed proficiency.
No. Like, let's say in WoW, like, I'm not talking about proficiency. I'm talking about, like, hey, I need to cast a skill. What do you use to cast skills? You need mana, right?
Right.
Right. You don't need skill points, you need mana.
One of one item, so it doesn't really matter either way, right?
I guess I don't know. I don't know.
This was just an adventure anime in guise of a very early isekai MMO.
Maybe this was just like bad translating in action, you know? There's a bunch of weirdly odd translating going on. You know that one part I think they got kind of right was like when that one? Girl got scammed when she gave away her grunty or whatever. She's like,
you know, that was a character that had an appearance in a previous show.
What show?
For the same reason for a grunty, and the grunty died in the old show. It was one of the old dot hacks. I forget if it was Sign or another one.
Well, was it?
I just saw
it's
it
probably
the
a different grunty, right? Or are you talking about the same grunty?
I'm sure it was a different grunty. It's just like a Easter egg character.
I guess. Yeah, it's...
She's not an NPC because the grunty in that one died and this one lived. And then they beat her up because she's a shitty gamer.
I thought they like, it's probably just the writing, but I think they would have pulled it off if it was, like, instead of just being a bad gamer, it would have been, like, really cool for it being, like, a scam or something where they give someone, like, a sick grunty dies. I was like, oh, you know, you killed my grunty, now you gotta pay for it or something like that. It's definitely something a scammer would do, you know, if there's like a virtual game or something, like, oh, so take care of my pet, I'm gonna be gone for x amount of days, pet dies,
and then she tried to take it back. Like, that's not how that works, dude. Come on.
Oh yeah,
you gave, like, it away.
Yeah, no, where it's like, oh, you revived my grunty or whatever, I kind of want it back now, probably just to resell if I was a scammer, right?
But there was no pet system, and it's I'm not sure how that worked.
But there was a pet system.
Was there?
I mean,
just that there were no dogs?
There are no dogs, but Kamina the Third or whatever, he was riding his grunty the whole damn time.
Oh, that was not a grunty though. That was like a little cow.
No, that was a grunty. Do you remember at the end of the
grunties?
Do you remember at the end of the anime where he data drains everything, and then everything gets revived or whatever, and the small grunty evolves into the big grunty with wings?
Oh, no, that was the grunty that the girl got.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not the Kamian. Kamian's the French guy.
I know, but I'm saying that his grunty used to be small, and now it's a big grunty, which he can ride.
I guess, like, you know, they just come in different flavors.
Yeah, they just look different. Matter. Not all of them are going to look the same. They're probably just different colors. And
it's, you know, it's a little animal. It doesn't really matter anything for the story.
Yeah.
The evolving thing was just an extra little fluff.
Yeah, a little extra thing. I mean, it's kind of hard to analyze this this anime because it's
we haven't honestly, even seen the original hacks. I haven't, at least, or played the games yet.
I have.
I'm going to.
Yeah,
like, it's made me want to go back and watch Hack Sign, if anything.
No, don't. I don't recommend it. From what I remember watching it, it was pretty bad.
I mean, but that's like, you know, what's the opposite of rose-colored glasses to make something bad? Beer goggles? I don't know.
It might have been just like me when I was a kid, but when I first remember watching it, it was boring. Like nothing happened. Like compared to Twilight Bracelet, a lot more happened in Twilight Bracelet than and the original. I think the original anime had like 24 episodes or something, and half the episode had the main character just walking around in depression. I'm like, this is boring. I don't want to watch this.
That's kind of how it felt back then when I watched I only watched like 5 episodes. And it was like, it feels the same all throughout. Like
he was just wandering around.
Hollow,
right?
Is the same way, but like cold in a weird distant land. I don't remember, dude. I only saw like 5 eps. I had to rewatch it to know. I just remember the opening was awesome, and I really liked the art style.
Yeah, I think the opening was green, right? Grim green or something like that.
It was by Seesaw, that's all I remember.
Yeah, I do love their music. I love, 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 like, all the music they have for, like, Dot Hack. Especially for Bracelet, they had a really nice ending theme. And I love their BGM. And that's, like, the BGM that always gets stuck in my head. Like, da-da-dee-da-da-dee-da-da. I don't know what about that, because it gets stuck in my head, but it's so, like, entertaining. Like,
yeah, I know. Do you remember? Really liked it. Didn't they say like papaya or something in the middle? Like a random
year, just making noises. I guess, right? Like when they go high.
Yeah, it felt like a Dreamcast RPG type of game to play. I remember, I don't even remember what game it was. It was just this kid in a brown outfit with the goggles called Evolution or something like that. But the music was similar. And it was a good game. I just never beat it because I borrowed it from a friend.
Oh, what was this for? Like PlayStation or what?
Dreamcast.
Oh. I don't think I've played on a Dreamcast. I don't think I've ever owned a Dreamcast.
Dreamcast has a lot of good titles, surprisingly, but, you know, it never went anywhere. Very few titles, but the ones that it did have was good. But I would say that one thing that bothered me about the show more than anything is that they didn't really go into, I guess, the politics of stuff.
No, that's regular. This one's just like a random spinoff that's more for like enjoyment rather than like it if you want politics, you go back to like thing. The regular dot hack.
Did they show like the organization people getting arrested or exposed or something like that? Because that's what I wanted to see at the end. Like, I know they said we're gonna blame it on the kids, and I was like,
okay. Dude, the ending made no sense. I was like. Okay, so they grab each other's hand, they fly off, and then legit...
They ran out of budget, man. That's what happened.
They ran out of budget. They didn't run out of... They grabbed each other's hand, they flew off, and then the ending theme played, and I was like, what? Where's the rest of it? After you watch the ending theme, they're like... They cut into, like, what? Like, a time skip or something where everyone's all happy again? I'm like...
Yeah, I wanted to see the fallout from their antivirusing the whole fucking thing. And they didn't even show how people went back to their bodies. Like, I'm pretty sure they didn't have reliable spiritual Wi-Fi. They should have just let them hooked up to the fucking headsets like it's Sao. I don't know what they were thinking. I guess it doesn't really matter. It's a spinoff, right?
Like, everyone ended up happy. It was a happy ever ending or whatever you could call it.
I'm surprised that they even let her go back to playing the fucking game considering she was in the hospital, put in a coma.
I like how they're like, you think it's the game that's causing this? It's like, oh, it hasn't been proven. But I'm like, bruh, all these kids are in a coma because of the game. And there's no link in between. I'm like...
And it happened before, right? In the previous shows? It was on there. This is like something that happened after. It's not a spinoff, but it's like in the timeline of it.
Probably. Like, it's been a long time since I've seen Signs, so I don't remember like the full thing that happened, but I just remember how bad Sign was as an anime, because if the first thing that comes to my head when I first think about the anime was that it was boring and I hated watching it, then I'm not gonna go back and watch it. Why would I go back and watch it?
What did you think about the antagonists? If you could call them that.
Shugo?
No, or protagonist is good guy, antagonist bad guy, right?
Oh, are you talking about like the kids or the rogue AI?
The kids and the rogue AI. They're basically in the same faction.
Random? It didn't really feel...
I thought there was going to be some weird shadowy organization behind them.
I mean, technically there was, right?
I want to find out about death.
I mean, the rogue AI was the shadowy organization thing, and it's they made up some convoluted thing about the shadow AI controlling the kids, and how
I was okay.
Yeah, and then how it was spawning the monsters the whole time. I'm like, what? It makes no sense.
The kids were talented hackers, though. They made that clear. I guess the girl that her parents died or whatever, it was the ringleader, and she was the one that, you know, got interaction with the rogue AI, and then they're like, okay, let's experiment killing people. But, you know, I guess they didn't really care about killing, like, how God knows how many people were dead inside of that server closed off area, because there's at least 30 people floating in the air.
Yeah, I mean, they're not dead. They just have a spell cast on them to make them think they're dead. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but what happens to the body, right? They end up dying if nothing ever happens.
I mean, technically, yeah, but...
They didn't even have times, like, they didn't say 5 months later, 3 months later, happened X amount of time.
I mean, if you keep the body alive, right? As long as you keep the body alive, I guess the character, like, the person can go back to the body. Because same thing happened to Reyna and her, and the doctor said, oh, her body's still active. It's just that they're, you know, her, she's just not waking up, so they don't know what's going on. So basically,
Apparently not the writers either, because they didn't write an explanation for how she got back to, you know, not being in a coma.
Yeah, I mean, overall, like the little time skip at the end fixed everything. That's the one big fix that, oh, we're just gonna time skip it all away and everything's gonna be happy again.
That's like the ending for Mass Effect, right? When they did the three endings and everybody got pissed off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they fixed it up. They fixed it up, like, what, a month after?
I'm sure they took their time, but it wasn't anything crazy.
Yeah. What about... what's that one guy? Balmug's, like, helper guy? That guy was all over the place.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about, but... He was a Reka or something like that, a Rekia.
Yeah, I mean, he was... The plot he was trying to pull off near the end, I'm like, what? Are you trying to add more convolution to this already convoluted anime?
Like, I would have understood if they explained he was working with the government or the police or something. But they just kind of like, yeah, it was probably he wanted more money. Then it's like, oh, fuck, what have I gotten myself into? I don't want to get blamed for this. Better start doing something to help fix this.
Yeah.
And the character banning was the stupidest thing ever. You like paint your shirt or something like that. You get kicked from the fucking game. Come on.
Oh, you mod your shirt a different color. And
minor modding.
Yeah. I mean, I could see the, what do you call it? I could see the ideas, or, you know, the thing of why they should ban a character because of modding or whatever. Because if you mod your shirt, you're eventually going to mod something else, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That makes sense.
Basically, no zero tolerance policies.
Yeah.
That's not always a good thing, but whatever.
I mean, most of the time, it's not a good thing. Most, like, what anime just legally allows you to mod? Like, there's none. There's no...
Well, they weren't, like... What were the Cerulean Knights? Were they like, is this like Seed in Sword Art Online, where there's just a big world that the game exists? Or how does the game world work? Does it just belong to one company?
I think so. And then they just have multiple servers around the world. Because,
yeah, it's kind of like Blizzard having WoW, right?
So since you saw yours in Japanese, when they said, oh, when Reyna finds out she's stuck in a different server, was it in the American server?
Japanese.
Okay, so were they playing in America then? Are they in America?
There's Japan. It's clearly Japan.
She said she's stuck in a Japanese server, right? So.
Yeah.
Technically, wouldn't they be in America and then she's stuck in the Japanese server?
No. Did they ever say they were in America in the English version?
No, but they they said she was stuck in the Japanese, like she was stuck in a separate Japanese server. So I thought they're like, oh, they're playing in like a different non-Japanese server. And I mean,
I think that was to say that she's still inside the Japanese server, not that she's being in like a North American server or an EU server.
I don't know. Like
explain it.
Not at all.
We're just trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, I guess, but it doesn't matter because it was pretty slim pickings for explanations.
I mean, that's the explanation that makes sense to me, is that they're in the North American server, and to hide Reyna away, they put her in an undisclosed Japanese server, and the hackers are from Japan.
You saw like their houses. It looked, you know, Japanese, especially in Shugo's home.
Actually, their house looked pretty American.
Shugo's is distinctly Japanese. It's just an apartment.
I mean, all we saw was like just the one room, right?
Yeah, and like the hallway where off your slippers.
It had wood floors, and maybe they just drew that because, you know, whatever. But I mean,
you
draw
what you know. That's what you do.
I mean, look, do you take off shoes in your house?
No, I mean, you know, I'm into sneakers. I kind of just wear them indoors all the time.
I take off my shoes in my house.
They're not dirty or anything.
Yeah, but I take off my shoes in my house. I mean, that's just, it's an Asian thing, but you can do it in America too. But
I know. We take off ours. I just like wearing my sneakers because of the pandemic. I haven't been able to go anywhere.
you just want to wear them all over.
I like looking at them, dude. It's like fucking Pokemon cards. Like, this is all the money that I spent on Path of Exile. It went to fucking sneakers. Legitimately. Boxes from Overwatch and stuff like that. I just, you know, same amount of money spent.
Basically put all your game money into like physical shoe money.
Yeah, I treat it the same way.
It's gonna go somewhere,
figures,
right?
I start buying anime figures too.
but I'm just saying, like, that's one good reason for like why they would be saying like Japanese servers, because they're playing an American server, and then they're, you know, I can see that makes sense. I don't know.
I guess the sister could have been in a different country, right? Because the parents were divorced. Maybe. I think she could have been taken somewhere. I don't think they ever met in person, right?
No.
They said that was like the only place they can meet up, right?
Yeah, at the very end, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes
they
sense.
They could have been in different countries.
All right. Okay. I'm done talking about this crappy anime. Like, would you actually recommend this anime?
No, absolutely not. It was like a 6 out of 10.
Well, you're very generous.
It's an okay watch if you have nothing to watch.
Nah, I've seen worse anime. This is like a 4 out of 10. This is awful. Like,
look, let's split the difference. 5.5 out of 10. It was an okay looking anime. It had a lot of funny stuff, especially with the rare hunter Muriel, the frog suit. A lot of the reasons for stuff didn't make sense. Like, you know, the knights being absolute dicks, power hungry.
No, that made sense. That totally makes sense because
I guess, but like. They just want the glory and get a raise at the end of the day, I guess, like any working person.
I guess? I don't know.
You know what it is? We don't have too much say in the world of Dot Hack. We haven't seen the other series, so yeah. We're not fully... This is for the people that want to watch more Dot Hack than have seen the previous series.
No, like, this straight up, like... Have background knowledge or not, it's just a bad anime, because literally nothing happens. They spend several episodes trying to chase Reyna, and at the end they pretty much ran out of budget and just did a huge time skip and everything got resolved.
Yes,
that's pretty much the whole anime. All right,
I probably have you a little bit more points than I should. It's all right. It could have been 6 episodes and that would have been fine.
Yeah, it was bad. It was just legit bad. I didn't like it. Like it was probably just like you know, rose colored glasses for me, because I do remember watching a little bit of it. When I was a kid, when they showed it, but now
I'm giving extra points because of Muriel and Kamiyan. Those two characters saved the show for me.
They carried it for you?
Yeah. They had minor parts because they were funny, but
I mean, they were funny, but it's just not enough for me to like actually recommend it to somebody. Yeah. Like
the best part of the show wasn't the actual plot; it was the fan service.
That's what I'm saying. It was just pretty much a filler anime. It wasn't anything. Yeah. Okay, talking about fan service, let's go straight.
Bento. Bento had the fan service. Like after watching Dot Hack, I was like, man, Bento is like did fan service perfectly way in several better. Different ways,
dude.
Yeah, it was super enjoyable.
You know what's really surprised me?
What?
It had better fight choreography than most legit fighting. And I'm like, wow, this is like they did some really good fight animation. Like this isn't your average like throw a couple punches. They really went all out with the fight animation. It was gorgeous.
Really did. It was really fantastic. The funniest thing is that like how they use shopping carts and baskets for the grocery store. I'm surprised more people didn't use like weapons. I don't know, maybe if they had one of those little ticket counters you get at the meat counter or the deli to go back and take your order, that'd been kind of funny if they added more environmental things.
I feel like maybe it was on the side of like the artist where it's like I want this to be cool, but I also don't want to damage the store because they're, I guess that's like one of the unwritten rules is to not to damage the store, right?
That's true, because we never saw anybody get thrown into a stack of cans or anything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, yeah. You fight, but you keep yourself modest and don't try to destroy the store or disturb anything in the store.
I wonder what the people like living in the area think about the characters fighting over discount food. Was it one of the organizations like that I guess Monarch was a part of, like they're just, you know, studying poor people or something like that?
I don't know.
That's why they're part of the
I have no idea, but it's so I don't know, it's so random, like why yeah, this is like an actual anime, but I love it. I love this so much.
Yeah. Like I was super satisfied by this show. Like I remember wanting the second season. I was like, I'm okay with having just these 12 episodes. They did everything I wanted.
Yeah, that's also how I also felt after finishing this again. At the 12th episode, I'm like, I'm okay if it gets a second season or not. I'm pretty happy
at this point. I'm confident it's never gonna happen.
Yeah, I'd never say never because we're seeing a lot of second seasons from a lot of really really old anime. So it you know I'm. Wait, I think the source material probably never caught up. And maybe
no, there's enough for the and everybody just says look at the light read the light novel. Excuse me, night novel. what am I saying? A nightlight? Get out of here, James.
I wouldn't mind getting a second season. But
dude, I want more of Asebi. Asebi is like the best character.
Which one's that one? Was that the writer?
No, that's the girl that is cursed.
Oh, that one. I mean, yeah. Honestly, this anime had some of the best, like, memorable characters. Like,
for sure. I would agree with that.
I like all the characters are super, super memorable. Like, even the side characters, like the monk guy, I'm like, I still remember him. Like,
Krillin, adult teenage Krillin. Yeah, somewhere in between. Because Krillin's short. Maybe a Krillin cousin.
And then the guy that looks like a DDR dancer, and then the brown hair girl.
Who's DDR dancer?
Like the you know how those three are always like fighting together? It's like the brown hair girl, monk guy, and then DDR dancer.
The dude with the bandana.
Yeah, that's what I call him.
Yeah, DDR dancer. I mean, monk dude stood out the most out of the three, but
yeah, like you know why I call him DDR dancer?
Why
is was it Angel Beats? They had a character that resembled it, and all he says is like random like DDR phrases.
That's a weird connection. I never thought I'd hear somebody make, but yeah, I can see it. Same, more or less the same type of character design.
Yeah. Oh, real quick. So, the song I sent you like maybe 2 hours ago, and you listen to it, and you're trying to figure out where it's from, right?
Right.
You ever figure that out?
No, I only saw the fucking comment on the top, and it said, that's what Levi and what's-his-face were singing in Attack on Titan. I was like, I don't remember seeing that. So, it was in the show, like in the supermarket, because I saw people talking about how they heard it in their supermarkets in real life in like Malaysia and stuff like that.
Basically, every time they walk into the store, the song plays.
Oh my god, subconsciously I remembered. How did I not catch it?
Dude, it's so catchy. It's
like, I've heard this somewhere.
Sakana, why? Sakana, Sakana. They play that every time.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I remember now.
So, I was like, is he seriously? Does he not know where this is
from? Dude, I saw it today that I didn't even make the connection. The last three episodes I watched this morning, I didn't even make the connection.
Yeah, basically every time they enter the store, the song plays, and then every time the fight's over and they kind of do a pan up, the song is always playing in the background. And you're just like, where's this from? I know it subconsciously. I just thought that was hilarious.
It was like 20% me knowing I've heard it before.
And then you heard it before.
Yeah. Yeah. At least 12 times in the past 2 days.
Probably more. They played multiple times in each episode.
Yeah, they did.
Dude, can we talk about how awesome the opening and closing are for Bento?
Like for Bento, the opening, the part that I mostly remember is the camera panning up, swaying back and forth, going down the aisle. I was like, all right, that's my favorite part. I don't give a shit about the rest of the opening.
I love the part where like they do like each character introduction, and then like the Ice Witch does like the really cool pose. She kind of looks like a railgun, almost like the railgun pose.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
hand.
Yeah, like almost about to shoot a railgun or whatever. I thought that was really awesome. And then I know they try to be serious in the anime, but nothing ever gets across as being serious to me because it's
fighting in a fucking grocery store for like $3 off of their meal.
Hey, that's a lot of money, man. It adds up over time.
Yeah, I guess, especially like when you're a student and you don't really have much money,
right, dude?
Remember the part where he was in the hospital?
Exactly.
When the dad was like, I'm not paying for this shit, you're on your own. And it was like $90 that he ended up paying for another visit.
Oh,
after
yeah.
He fell out of a 5-story window.
I mean, that was like, legit all of Sen's fault. She legit just
totally
threw,
dude.
Yeah, she threw a Sega. She threw the Sega out the window. I'm like, okay, who does that? Who does
She's
that?
She's like a ultra raging. Should have just broken the controller and paid him back, but nah, she wanted the whole system.
And the thing was is that the system, he said the system only cost like what, at most 40,000 or 40 bucks.
What is that, 400?
No, it was $40. It was 40,000, so it's 40 bucks. And he went to save it. Cost him $100 to get the doctor visit. I'm like, should have just let it get destroyed, but whatever. It probably had like
all the save files, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it probably had like all the memories and save files on it.
It's definitely about 400 bucks.
No, it's 40 bucks.
Because that was a Sega Saturn.
He said it was 40,000, so that's $40.
Right, but imagine the lunches are what, 600 yen? $6.
Yeah.
And then 6,000 yen would be $60.
Exactly, so 40,000 is $40.
60,000 would be 600.
No, 600,000 would be 600, right?
No.
What?
Like, 10 bucks is 1,000 yen. A dollar is 100 yen.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind then.
Like, their dollar store is a 100 yen shop in Japan.
That's a lot of money then. Wait.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, so it's hospital. Wait. How much was this hospital visit? 9,000?
Like $80, dude.
So it was 9,000 yen?
Something like that. It was cheap.
So
in America, that'd be like at least a $10,000 stay. I was like, okay. I mean, I understand it's not too much.
$10,000, damn, that's cheap, dude.
It is for an ER visit. It'd probably be 30.
Yeah, it basically you'd go bankrupt if you didn't have insurance. That's basically
you're a student.
Yeah, I mean, usually students have insurance because the students already have like. They can get insurance through the government or whatever because they're students.
Medicaid, yeah.
Yeah,
but they'll give you emergency Medicaid in some situations.
Yeah, but I'm like, it just goes to show like how awful our medical system is in America.
Whenever I watch Adam, I was like, lucky motherfuckers.
Dude, like Going back to Dot Hack, real quick. It's like, do you know how many times he broke his teeth? I thought that was hilarious.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I can't believe it. Yeah, it like just flapped out. I was like, that as well is probably my favorite part of the show. Why are they doing this, like the little tooth flapping out? Is it something that Kite had happen in the original show?
That's what I was wondering. It was in the game. I have no idea. I probably
tooth
not.
Regeneration mechanics out of this world.
Okay, so going back to Vento, was there like, what was your favorite character? The curse girl, right?
Yeah, Sebi. She was like constantly causing car crashes and breaking the vending machine. Dude, she fell on top of a vending machine and ended up in a different city.
She ended up exactly where she wanted to be.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, I found this ticket on the floor. And at the end of the episode, like after the music plays in the, I think it was like episode 6 or 7 when they go to the, you know, to the
water
pool
park. Yeah.
Yeah, she pops out of the sewer. It's like, oh, that underwater ride was fine. Like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? Did it smell bad?
Oh, she has a constant cold, so she can't smell.
Oh, that's right. She's constantly happy. Dude,
can we talk about the best thing in that episode?
The rudder?
And the omelet titties.
What did she call them?
Omelet titties, or I guess in Japan it was like opai. It was like gohan opai or something like that.
Yeah, it had condensed milk, eggs, scrambled eggs or whatever, omelette, omurice.
It was omuru opai or something like that. It was hilarious.
It was a really good name that she proposed that got, they like rejected it and they went with something else.
Wait, what was the name she proposed and then they rejected it? I mean, because the name...
It was a pun.
I know it was a pun.
That's what I'm trying to think of, but I can't remember.
No, the legit food was called omelet titties because it was like, when I was watching it, that's what they translated it to on the box. Like, on the box, it even had that on the box. So I was like, what was her original name for the food? If that's what they had to change it to.
Yeah, I don't remember at all.
I don't know. I just thought that was hilarious. Like, the water battle was freaking hilarious, too.
Yeah, she gave up a boner and said, like, oh my god, he's going so fast.
He's that rudder. He's got that rudder.
And he popped up with a shark fin on his wiener.
I know. Oh, it was a shark. It was the shark fin from when the guy was trying to put the stickers.
Mascot costume.
Dude, that was fucking hilarious, too. He was just, like, trying to pull
it off.
Yeah, he was trying to, like, pull up the stickers. They just straight up ripped off his shark arm just to put it on.
You know, it's funny how these fighters go from being wolves to being these revered, you know, grocery store people putting stickers for discounts. Like,
oh, the god of discounts or whatever.
Yeah, the god of discounts, like it's some sort of amazing title. I guess Japanese grocery stores are, you know, more respected than, you know, I guess people working at Walmart or HEB or Kroger's, what have you.
I guess, but I mean, it's probably just a thing for the anime, right? Where it's like, oh, you know, they got a discount. Like, just
either way, like people of all walks of life work at grocery stores. Even people that used to work for hedge funds, they'll, you know, get bored in retirement and end up working there.
Is that
obviously in America they don't get paid shit? Yeah, people talk about being greeters and stuff like that. The older folks.
Hmm. Oh, just
because like a dog for your life and then you don't have anything to do, you get bored as fuck.
Yeah, and then you just want to get out of the house and do something.
Exactly.
Oh, that makes
sense. Talk to people.
That makes sense.
Even if they don't need the money, but for Japan, I guess, you know, it's more respected. Everything's obviously better than here for grocery store standards.
I mean, because when you think of grocery stores, you don't... Or like a convenience store. Like a convenience store in Japan is nothing like a convenience store in America. Because in America, it's pretty much just to get gas and maybe buy a drink if you need to.
Well, they've gotten more fancy, especially with places like Wawa and Bucky's or Boosie's, whatever like, you say it.
Like even with Bucky's, like what can you do at Bucky's? That you know, you basically get gas and you go to the bathroom, you get some
drinks.
They
always have like a restaurant in there.
No, there's no restaurant in the Bucky's. I've been to plenty of Bucky's.
No, like Subway?
No, I think you're thinking of Walmart.
No, I'm pretty sure they have like food places, because in my area at least, they have some gas stations have Subways. I know Wawa has like a whole cooking counter with like touch screens. They can get milkshakes or sandwiches
Oh,
or food
yeah,
bowls
I
made.
know what you're saying, but like specifically Buc-ee's, they don't have like a integrated like with Subway or whatever, but they do have like their own little kitchen, but it's not really a sit-down restaurant. It's pretty much like an order, like order it and it'll come out whenever your number is called, like pretty much all the other places in what do you call it? In
America,
yeah, pretty much. But like when I'm
mine have
saying like
chairs and stuff like that, but it depends on the place where
Yeah,
you are.
it depends, but like what I'm saying about like Japanese convenience stores is like you can pretty much do everything, like including paying your bills.
Oh yeah, you have to eat outside next to the garbage can to throw away your garbage, because you'll probably not find garbage cans in the city.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like convenience stores in Japan, like they pretty much carry like a lot of stuff that you need, not just like the basic, you know, snacks and drinks or whatever, but you can actually find stuff for your house. And then you pay your bills, you do fax, you can do taxes. Well, you can pretty much do everything. Like you can get a SIM card at your convenience store in Japan. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Like you can't get a SIM card in the convenience store here. You got to drive to like your local, I don't know, provider or whatever, but
Exactly, Metro PCS or T-Mobile or
something
Ticket,
like that.
whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Over here, we do have fights in grocery store, but they're not in nice neighborhoods. They're in what we call the hood.
And it's
The
not over food,
neighborhood market.
and it ain't over no half price food.
Nah, man, it's over color of your clothes or a bandana, probably. Something stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you would know, right? I bet you it happens all the time over there.
Not really. I live in a nice area. It's mostly old people
Oh,
and
you
families.
live.
I've been in some rough places in like New York and Houston, though, but it's whatever.
Yeah. So in regards to like bento of like I said at the beginning, the fighting animation was really good. And I like how each
Without a
character
doubt.
yeah, and I like how each character like they actually went and made each character like had a different fighting style. It wasn't just random kicking and whatever. Because I noticed that the Ice Witch, she was really good at doing like very good kicks. And Beauty of the Lake. And these names are pretty awesome, by the way.
Yeah, they just, embarrassing moments create
Your
for the
name.
most part, it'll create your nickname, unless you're the wizard. His came out from being a good fighter.
Dude, that's like a legit, it's like the most legit name ever, The Wizard.
He didn't really have too much of a stay in the show,
Yeah,
but
like
he
one
is the one
episode,
that
right?
got, yeah, he got, he's the one that got Sato to actually fight for real and not get his ass beat.
Yeah. But I mean, because he didn't know about the rules. That's the thing. He didn't know the rules. You got to know the rules before you go in. But
They
I.
each had their own rules, right? The different areas.
No. But no, I think they all follow these like special rules everyone has to follow. You
Right.
know?
Oh, and I guess the nicknames aren't from embarrassing moments. It is, at least for the people in that place where Sato and Yorizui were from. Because
Yeah.
the what is it, the Hercules Club, Heracles Club, and then Orthos
Yeah.
and the Wizard, they all had pretty normal nicknames.
It's probably just names they're like from clubs from what they thought up, so it's probably just
Yeah.
ordinary names. But
Pervert was probably the best one, Hentai.
pervert.
He had the best nickname for sure.
I mean he put it on himself.
He kind of, I mean, the dress wasn't his fault, but
But showing up.
dude, by the way, what's up with that security card in the suppositories? And there's at one point the security guard had like four of them in one hand, and he was flashing them at the character. He's like, "Oh, you gotta go tell the Kyo sisters, to come to the grocery store to need a fight, because I'm not going around that fucking security guard."
It was like four batteries, right? It was like four single A
It looked
batteries.
like batteries, but it was definitely like
No,
suppositories
they
or
were
something like
batteries,
that.
like in the
Were they?
yeah, because you could even see they were batteries. It was like double, it had like a single A batteries and it was like alkaline or something on them.
Oh yeah, I don't know what they were. They're like little cylinders of film looking to me.
They were batteries.
It would make sense because the battery from his flashlight, but goddamn, a D-sized battery. Ugh.
What was I saying? Oh, so when they were battling, like everyone had like really cool ways of just battling. Like even though the wizard was only in like what one or two episodes, his specialty was always like being up in the air, like flying up in the air or something like that. He had like crazy jump attacks, and I'm like,
they all kind of jumped attacks because it was all exaggerated, right?
Because
those
his moves were very jumpy. The sisters' moves were very like coordinated. I guess
they used the baskets to fight.
Yeah, they used the basket, and the basket I guess resembles like teeth, like dog chomping on people or something like that.
No, they was just they're using them to use them. It's kind of like the boar lady had the shopping cart and she would hit people with it.
No, but in the whole anime they're represented as like the two-headed black dogs. So
yeah, because they fought in tandem.
Exactly. So
they just
I'm guessing the basket was to emphasize like, oh, you know, dogs use their teeth, and maybe the basket emphasizes the teeth or something like that, how they're being
chomped. I don't know about that, man. I just think they try to give them something unique to use to fight. I think you're overthinking the basket use.
I don't think I am. I think that's a legitimate reason about why they use baskets was to like, and I love every time they defeat someone, they put the basket over their head, like you just got served.
Yeah, pretty much. the insult on top of the embarrassment.
I
speaking of the sisters, it was kind of ridiculous how their backstory was built up as being something traumatic happened to them, but it was just them not, you know, they were being ostracized by the community. So, dude, we're not gonna fight you.
What kind of crappy backstory is that? Oh, they're too good. They're too good that they were just gonna let them have a free pass, and they exactly. just want to fight a good fight. They just want to fight a good fight. I'm like, this backstory makes no sense, but I'm loving it.
It doesn't at all. And I thought it was gonna be something like they found out that, you know, they ratted him out to the president of the company, and or they blackmailed him with something like that to, you know, give their father's company a bad reputation. That's what I had in my head. And then I saw it was just them being ostracized from Huzzy. All right, whatever, man. I'm still going to watch it. It's fun. It's a little silly. I thought he was going to like, the Heracles Club guy was going to be like a huge threat or something like that.
Yeah.
But they just beat him up at the same time.
Okay, so I don't want to go through this whole episode without talking about like the one of the best characters, the president of the school.
she's molesting the one girl that makes all the not yaoi, but yeah, yaoi light novel stuff.
Yeah. I thought she was just hilarious throughout the whole show. Yeah.
And Ume.
Especially the part where she's like, where she finds Ayame like in the school, she's like, we can't have you here, and then she drags her off to go take a bath, and then she puts her in a dress. And I'm like, they do like the most ridiculous things with these characters, and I just love that. What's her name? Hannah. Hannah, I guess. Hannah, the one that is like the novelist. Every time yeah, Oshiroi, every time they go into battle, she always grabs like the food, but she always like sneaks past everybody, like ninja like.
Good dude. It's like tidy. She got knocked out a couple of times though, right?
Probably just the first time
at the start. Yeah, I don't think they got anything for like the first three episodes.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think
by episode three, I think they got it though.
Yeah, I think so. At episode three, I think he got his first one because I think I distinctly remember them eating in the club room or something like that. And I was like, when I first saw that wall with all the stickers, I was like, damn, that's pretty cool symbolism.
How many years of fighting has been going on is what I wanted to know. I kind of wanted like there to be a cut back to like 100 years past and they're fighting.
Like in the Edo period with like half price.
Exactly. They wouldn't even have the adhesive back then. They probably just have like a pin or something.
Or maybe just a guy that's like half price, like a guy just with a bell or something, like half price off.
Exactly. Yeah, probably. That's what I wanted. But it didn't happen. Maybe in 10 years when we get a season 2.
I hope there is a season 2. And
a lot of people do, but it probably didn't sell well enough.
Maybe. Is this anime as popular as I think it is, or maybe it's just not very popular?
It was one hit wonder so far. There's still more content in the light novel, Like, over the years, I've Googled Bento Season 2. It's always the same thing. People's like, go read the translated light novel or learn Japanese and read it. You're not really gonna get more from there.
Oh, real quick. What do you think of the, whatever they do, go into, like, the commercials and they always show, like, the Super Smash Brothers logo?
Yeah, I was like, I mean, it makes sense, right? It's a fighting anime.
Yeah.
Multiplayer.
Yeah, it was basically a battle royale. Like, that's pretty much what they sell it to me, as a battle royale.
It's funny because they're always playing Sega in, like, the clubhouse and stuff like that. Virtual Fighter, I think.
Yeah. Dude, wasn't there, like, an advertisement for Sonic in the middle of the show?
All over the place, dude.
I know.
By the way, aside from Sonic, what the hell is up with them using, a dial-up tone for the dude's phone ringer? I hated that so much.
I didn't notice. Maybe I wasn't watching, like, keenly enough, but I didn't really notice that. Maybe it didn't really annoy me enough for me to, like...
It triggered me from having to use my cousin's dial-up when I was a kid. That's all. It wasn't really a big thing. It triggered me a little bit.
That's, like, the most randomest triggered thing ever.
This phone. Slow computers are the worst, man.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. They did have a lot of advertisements for Sega stuff. I mean, they played on the consoles, they played the games. They had posters all over the club room walls.
Maybe probably wasn't in the original manga, so maybe that's who they got as their, what do you call it? Their sponsor or whatever? That would make sense, right?
Been. It would make sense. Or the company it was published under might have been owned by Sega.
Oh, yeah, that probably makes more sense, too.
At this point.
Yeah. I mean that makes sense to me. So in regards to, like, the anime as a whole, what would you rate it?
Definitely 7 out of 10 for me.
Really? I'd give this an 8. It was really enjoyable. I would go back and watch it again.
That's true. It is super enjoyable. Even after all this time, like, there's not too much story there. It's all the funny stuff that you're watching is what hooks you into fighting. The music's not half bad either, and Nasebi, especially for me, is, like, one of the biggest reasons why I love this show. Yeah, 7.5 I'd raise mine up to. I wouldn't give it an 8.
I'd definitely give it an 8 because...
There's no more story to consume. I wanted more, but there's never going to happen.
Like, if you ask me, like, to... Like, what... Like, there's very few animes in that I can think of that I would actually go back and rewatch to enjoy. Bento would be one of them. And that's why I'm giving it an 8. Just because, you know, I could sit down and watch this and still enjoy it. Like, maybe... another five or ten years in the future, I would sit down and watch this again, and
yeah,
I would still enjoy this because that's how good of an anime this is.
So for me, I'm scoring this under the umbrella of fighting anime, and recently, I don't know why, I don't like tournament fighters or, you know, just fighting anime too much, but that Cestivus show that came out made me watch a bunch of stuff. Like, I went through Record of Ragnarok, Kengan Ashura, I'm watching Baki right now. I'm like, oh my god, why am I, like, fighting anime all of a sudden? Like, I want to go back and watch Fairy Tail because I remember I stopped at a fighting competition. I was like, oh, I don't like fighting competitions. Apparently, now I do.
Oh, you stopped at the best part in Fairy Tail. That's probably one of my favorite.
I want to go back after watching Eden Zero.
So you basically just have a backlog of, like, just a bunch of fighting anime?
Yeah. And I straight up finished Kengan and Ashura in, like, 2 days.
I mean we finished these two animes in 2 days, right?
Yeah, we did. I've been marathoning a lot lately, dude. I mean, it's the end of the season. There's not too much more to watch right now.
Yeah, I mean we're on the cooldown period after, like, how big of a season this is, and we've already gotten to see the new season, so I can't wait for that. I don't want to talk too much about it, but it's looking to be pretty good. Probably not as I don't think there's gonna be any season that will break this season in regards to, like, how good anime has been for a long time, because
we'll see next this season coming up, right, the summer season, because spring was tremendous, like, nothing is gonna beat this is the leftovers from COVID, and then summer hit us, it's like, oh god, all these shows are amazing. I can't wait to see what the rest of the year is like.
I don't know, like, can you really think of, like, another season that has, like, this many hits in one season?
Not really, man. We'll see, though. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Any final words in regards to either Dot Hack or Bento?
Not really. I'm pretty hungry. I'm going to go hit up the grocery store and try to find some discount food.
All right, I guess that will be it for this episode. We will catch you guys later. Bye.